Hemp is gaining traction as a versatile crop, particularly in livestock feed, following the legal framework established by the 2018 Farm Bill. However, while its potential benefits are enticing, there are concerns about the safety of hemp-derived products, especially CBD in animal feed.
We see very concerning results.
Norman Bierenbaum, senior public health advisor with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's Center for Drug Evaluation and Research, discussed the issue at the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture annual meeting.
Now, it's hard to say definitively for all animals because species have different metabolic rates of CBD, but what we have seen is the early indications of liver toxicity is very much apparent in some of the animal models, as are the reproductive toxicity for males. That comes from a mouse study.
He said as research continues, the regulatory pathway for hemp-based animal feed remains slow but crucial.
When you look at, say, milk from a cow, because cannabinoids are lipophilic, they stay in fat. It's one of the reasons why we say to pregnant breastfeeding women, yes, you can drink alcohol and so-called pump and dump and then not worry about it. If you're using THC or cannabinoids, it could stay in your ducts and in your fat tissue for months, right? So there's a very different use case looking at eggs that are being consumed by an adult male and looking at milk that's being given to an infant with its formula, depending on what the contents are of the feed that's given to, say, a dairy cow. So it's one of the reasons why we're saying we need to use our existing frameworks and pathways for food-producing animals.
Read more at MichiganAgToday.com. I'm Sabrina Halverson.